Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHIS in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Hastings and the Dort Defenders here this afternoon in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, we've kind of had the Dort's number here in the past few years, although they beat us last year, but this is usually a tough place to play up here.
Yeah, you know, it's a great environment. They have a great fan base, and it's a difficult place to play. They generally play really well here. They shoot the ball pretty well here, so it'll definitely be a challenge for us. They've lost a couple games here in the last week or so, so they're going to be hungry for a win, and they'll give us everything they've got, I'm sure.
Yeah, we brought some pretty good basketball teams up here and have now played our A game, so it's just a tough environment to play in, like I said.
Yeah, you know, they feel really comfortable here. It's kind of a shooter's gym. It's an odd gym, but it's a shooter's gym if you can block out the wood paneling up on the ceiling. But it's a place that they play well, and like I said, they usually have a lot more energy here, and just defensively maybe are a step or two quicker than they would be on the road. So they have six seniors, and they've played a lot of games here, so they'll be tough.
A lot of intangibles of this week, of course, with the Christmas break. You guys have been through finals all week long, trying to fit some practices in there. So that's another thing you had to deal with all week long.
Yeah, you know, it's been nice, though, to have a week for preparation. We haven't had a week for preparation for a long time because our games have been kind of that four day gap, and then we play again. So we took a couple days off, let our kids get a good start on their finals, and then picked it back up on Tuesday. So we've had a good, four days of practice and a lot of time to prepare. So I think our kids have used the practices as an outlet, from just having to take tests and study and things like that. So it's not entirely a bad thing, but definitely a different week of routine for our kids.
Coming off of one of your better performances, your last game out last Saturday against Briar Cliff, you guys played well.
Yeah, that seems like a long time ago, but we did play well. We were able to handle their press and handle their zone a little bit. I thought our kids really stuck to the game plan and executed that really well. Looking back at the film, there were some fantastic plays we made, and then there were a couple stretches where we struggled a little bit and maybe settled for some shots, but overall a really great job by a lot of kids on our team, so a lot of kids contributed.
You guys have won four games in a row now, five out of your last six. Are you starting to get the feel this team is starting to catch on, or what you want them to do?
Well, you always have a feeling when you've won four or five out of six that things are going fairly well, my old coach, Tony Hobson, always used to tell me that you're never as good as you think you are when you win, and you're never as bad as you think you are when you lose. So we've tried to keep kind of just a steady mindset, and I think our kids are doing a good job of trying to stay locked in, and we're getting more comfortable with each other, and the new and the old are kind of intermingling and knowing, what each other does and becoming familiar with where we're going to get shots and who should take them, and defensively, just communication-wise, just trying to continue to iron those things out. I think we're in a better place than we were a month ago, for sure.
Getting into the Christmas break, 3-2 in the conference, how do you see this basketball team right now?
Well, I think we have a lot of good things going for us right now. We have a good inside-outside game going on, and that was something that we had to kind of get figured out, how could we be scoring threats from inside and outside and make sure that we give both of those looks and opportunity every possession. So I think that's something that's really helped our offense. And defensively, I think some of our new kids have kind of figured out how we're asking them to play, whether that's, guarding other teams' tendencies, which is what our defense is very much based around. They've kind of been able to get a feel for that and be a little bit more prepared. And it's easier for them now to know, kind of have an idea of what we might do the next game. So we're playing well right now, but like I said, I still think we have a major upside. I think we can get a lot better. And the last few games we've been able to put the ball in the hole more consistently than we did there for a while. And that's obviously made it a lot easier to come out on top of games.
Where does this team have to maybe take a jump here when we get back to the things after Christmas to really make a run here in the conference?
Well, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. You gotta be able to beat the teams you should beat. You gotta be able to beat the teams that are kind of right there in the pack with you. And then you've gotta be able to compete with and knock off some of the teams that are ahead of you, whether it's on the road or at home. And so we've talked a lot about that with our team of just being consistent, and controlling the things that we can control game in and game out, which is our effort, our rebounding, our defense. Regardless of whether or not the ball goes in the hole, those are things that you can control as a basketball player, and we as a team can control. And so that's going to be huge for us coming back from Christmas.
Okay, we'll take a break, come back and talk about Dort as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. Hastings on the road here this afternoon in Sioux Center, Iowa, getting set to take on the Dort Defenders, a team that is 6-5 overall, 2-4 in the conference, but maybe better than their record might indicate here.
Yeah, they've played a tough stretch. They've played Dakota Westland and Briarcliff and Concordia here in the last couple of weeks. And, they took Briarcliff into overtime here a couple of weeks ago, which was huge. They had a 16-point lead on them at one point. So they've been able to compete with some of the best in our conference. Both their road games, Dakota Westland and Concordia, were road games. And, they lost those games, but they have a lot of size. Like I said, they have a lot of experience. They have 6 seniors that play significant minutes. So they just got a volleyball player back that has hurt us over the course of the last couple of years. And she this will be her second game back. So the more she plays, the better she'll get, and the more they'll work her in. So they have the size, and then they have some good athleticism, and they have some kids that can score points. So definitely going to be a challenge for us defensively to slow that down.
The size, they kind of hunker down in the lane. It makes you kind of tough to get to the basket here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you've got to be able to hit some shots to open up the lane and draw the defense out. We're going to obviously use our post player advantage. Laurel has had some success against them, and at the same time, they're going to have a game plan for her. We're going to see doubles and maybe triples on her, and so we're going to have some kids step up and hit some shots, and we're going to have to move the ball effectively and execute today offensively.
Number one scorer is Eliza Marish. Talk about her. What have you seen about her?
She's a tough kid. She's a kind of a 4-5 man inside out kid who can. She sets a lot of back screens to get herself open. She can hit a 15-footer. She loves that. She's a good one-on-one player. She can score in the post. So it's an interesting matchup for us because Laurel's obviously a lot bigger than her, but she uses her feet really well. So it's kind of a mismatch for both of them. She's crashes the boards hard. She just plays hard, and we're going to have to match her energy and limit her touches and make her do some things that maybe she's not used to doing.
Two other girls that are in double figures, Kara Van Dyke and also Jamie Cook, big tall girls over 6 foot, and they rebound well too.
Yeah, the Van Dyke kid has always been a good rebounder. Like she's got good size, and so she's able to, you know, get to the rim and get offensive rebounds, and she handles the ball pretty well. So she can, you know, board it and go, and she catches and shoots the three. So again, another kind of dual threat kid. She'll also post you up if you have a mismatch. So they have a couple kids that if you put a guard on them, they're gonna post you up, and if you put a post on them, they're gonna draw you out on and make them play on the perimeter. So. You know, those are both have in the past been tough matchups for us. And today we've got to really lock in on those two and make sure that we have them, you know, contained.
We got to keep them off the free throw line, too. We noticed that they're number one in the conference in free throw percentage. So you got to keep them off the line. You have to try to challenge these guys as much as you can.
Yeah, you know, and that's another difficult thing about this team is they do draw fouls and they're really good at the free throw line. So you got to be able to guard them without fouling. But that's an everyday thing, you know, with the way that they call fouls now. So definitely good free throw shooters, and yeah, we're just going to have to be able to guard without fouling and then box out and win the boards.
Like I said, maybe the key today is opening up the lane by hitting some outside shots. Going to have to shoot the ball well today, maybe, to stay in this thing.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we are, and I think we're going to have more than one or two kids shoot the ball well, because any time that you have a couple kids on the floor that maybe aren't a threat, a scoring threat, or aren't able to do what they do well, and they don't have to guard those two or whatever, then they end up, you know, double teaming in the post, and we've got to have, you know, that inside outside game that we've been able to establish here over the last few games.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Sioux Center, Iowa, this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Another women's men's basketball doubleheader for us here today as Hastings continues their run in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College women's team up first as they take on the Dort Defenders. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings College coming in ranked number 16 in the country this week. Broncos are sitting at 10 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has won their last 4 games in a row. They have won 5 out of the last 6. During this little streak, the Broncos have picked up wins over Concordia, also non-conference affairs over Sterling of Kansas and York College, and also last Saturday knocking off Briarcliff at home by the score of 86-68. The Dort Defenders, they come in with a mark of 6 wins and 5 losses. They are 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort has lost their last 3 games, though. They have lost to Briarcliff 100-92. They lost to Concordia down in Seward, 89-66, and they lost to Dakota Wesleyan over in Mitchell on a score of 81-56. But this has been a tough place for Hastings College to play as of late. The Broncos splitting 2 ball games last year with the Dort Defenders. Hastings winning 73-65, but losing last year by the score of 73-66. Hastings leading the all-time series with the Dort Defenders 17-4. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Dort Defenders, they will go this way. Jasmine Shellhouse is a 5'7" sophomore out of Pella, Iowa. Shellhouse is averaging 5 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Danielle Boone is a 5'7" senior from Sibley, Iowa. Boone is averaging 8 points and 1 rebound per game. Emily Newman is a 5'11" sophomore from Maplewood, Minnesota. Newman is averaging 1.7 points and 1 rebound per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2" senior from Leona, Minnesota. Van Dyke is averaging 12 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. And the Eliza Marsh is the other starter, a 5'11" senior out of Bears Ford, South Dakota. She is averaging right at 16 points per ball game and 3.9 rebounds per game. For Hastings College this afternoon, Cammie Bruckman, a 5'9" senior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds per game. Abby Jackson is a 5'6" sophomore from Hastings St. Cecilia. Jackson averaging 4.9 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton, averaging 17.4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Then Laurel Zwiener is the other starter for Hastings, 6'4", junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Women's college basketball. We'll have the men's game coming up next at about 4 o'clock. That'll be a dandy there. And the nightcap here today is Hastings College and Dort, both nationally ranked. I'll tell you about that as that ball game gets closer here this afternoon. Ready for women's action here today. Laurel Zwiener will tip things off here against Kara Van Dyke, and the Broncos control the opening tip. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right as we view it here from the side court at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center here in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings goes right to work with Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good in the lane, and rebound comes down to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away now to Shellhouse. Hastings will be in a man-to-man defense. Shellhouse goes over to Boone on the wing on the right side, down top of the key. That's Newman with the ball. Newman brings it back to the right side to Van Dyke, takes it down to the baseline. Her running one-hander is up and in, and she fouled the play. Kara Van Dyke goes to the hole there and scores with the Dort Defenders, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Van Kirk of Hastings. That's her first. Jamie picks up her first personal foul, first team foul in the Broncos. Kara Van Dyke gets the field goal here for the Dort Defenders, and now she'll go to the free throw line for Dort. Dort is number one in the conference in free throw percentage. 76% for Dort from the free throw line this season. Kara Van Dyke to the line. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. So a 3-point play. And the Dort Defenders have the lead over Hastings College in women's college play here this afternoon. The opening possession, Kara Van Dyke scoring the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Hastings comes back the other way. Here's Abby Jackson getting the start for Hastings College. She's got the ball. Comes over to Van Kirk, back inside to Zwiener, spins toward the baseline, puts it up there. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets the ball away to Emily Newman. Newman out of Shellhouse, and we got a whistle here. And we've got some problems, I think, with the shot clock already. As we come to the near sideline, the officials will sort this out. Just underway, 19:27 to play. Here in the first half, it's Dort out on top of Hastings College today by a score of 3-0. They got everything situated, and now it'll be Dort inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Emily Newman will trigger things in for Dort. They get it down in the corner down there. That's going to be Shellhouse with the ball. Jasmine Shellhouse brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass goes inside to Van Dyke. Squares around, takes Peterson to the hole. The shot is up there. Frankie blocks his shot. It's loose and it's picked up here by Hastings College. Abby Jackson running back the other way for Hastings all the way. Coast to coast to the basket. She goes and the shot is up and in. Abby Jackson scores the first field goal of the ball game for Hastings. It's a 3-2 ball game now. The Dort Defenders out on top of Hastings today in women's college basketball. Here's Kara Van Dyke with the ball out here in 3-point territory to Newman. Comes to the near sideline. That's Shellhouse with the ball. One dribble comes out to the top of the key. Now to Boone. She tries to drive it. Throws it out here to Emily Newman. Newman dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass Right side of the lane, that's Barish. Her shot from 15 won't go. Rebound comes down to Jackson for Hastings. Abby runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Pulls up here in the offensive zone for Hastings. Abby Jackson dribbling with the ball out here. Comes to the right side of the floor and hands it away. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball now here at the top of the key. Van Kirk on the dribble, spins at the elbow, can't put up a shot. Gets it out here to Zwiener. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Zwiener sends the ball inside to Bruckman. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Nice shot there by Cammy Bruckman. And Hastings goes out on top for the first time this afternoon. 4-3 is the score with 18 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Emily Newman with the ball now for Dortz. Gets it to Boone on the right side. Now to Kara Van Dyke over here to Shell House. Dribbles to the free throw line. The ball poked away. A turnover on the Dort defenders. The ball is picked up here by Jackson. She races back the other way. Throws up a shot. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Abby Jackson will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is called on Jasmine Shell House. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one of the Dort defenders. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Abby Jackson will toe the mark here for Hastings College. Jackson is 70% foul shooter in the season. She is 14 out of 20. But her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Hastings as a team is number two in the conference in free throw percentage. So we got the two best foul shooting teams in the conference squaring off here this afternoon. Dort is number one. Hastings number two. Second shot is up there by Jackson. It is good. And Hastings College now has a 5-3 lead early on Dort here this afternoon. The defenders come back with the basketball. Hastings stays with the man-to-man. Emily Newman, high left side, has got the ball. Comes out here to Emily Newman. Now over here to Boone. Boone brings it over here to the near sideline. That's Van Dyke with the ball. Gets it inside to Marsh, and she drives to the hole, and her shot is up and in. Eliza Marsh scoring there for Dort. And now we're tied up at 5 points apiece with 17:25 to play here in the first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Here's Bruckman with the ball, drives it down the lane, puts it up there left-handed. The shot is no good. Not up for the rebound. Zwiener has it. She puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Ball is loose in the lane again. It's picked up here by Hastings. Bruckman has got it back outside to Van Kirk. Van Kirk, a long-range jumper put up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Dort. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on Zwiener of Hastings. A reaching in foul on Laurel Zwiener. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos. 17:02 to play here in the first half. Hastings 5 and the Dort defenders 5 in women's college basketball. Dort will play things in. Here's Kim Cruz into the ball game now as Cruz comes back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Comes out to Jessica Jelsma, who just checked in there as well. Jelsma sends the ball inside. We got a foul called here. Jackson hits the deck in a personal foul. Nope, a kicking violation on Abby Jackson. So it's going to be Dort playing it in on the far sideline. Kim Cruz will trigger things in for the defenders. Looking. Finally gets it into a Van Dyke. Fakes the handoff. Van Dyke now rolls down the right side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And she's fouled in the play. Kara Van Dyke will go back to the free throw line here for the Dort defenders. The personal foul is going to be called here on Zwiener. That's her second. Not good news there for Hastings. Zwiener has got two fouls already. We have played 3 minutes and 13 seconds of the ball game here today. Here's Van Dyke at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Kara Van Dyke now with 4 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes Zwiener out of the ball game now for Hastings College, and Sierra Williamson comes in there. Here comes the next shot by Van Dyke. It's up there and in. 7-5 is the score now. The Dort defenders back out on top here as Hastings comes back with the ball. That's going to be Abby Jackson with it now. Brings it into the offensive zone. Goes over to Bruckman. High left side. Bruckman looking. Finally comes back out to Jackson at the top of the key. Abby Jackson looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes across the top to Van Kirk. She drives the ball. The holder shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk takes her right to the rack and scores. That's her first field goal. We are tied up now at 7 points apiece. Here comes Dort back the other way. Jonesman has got it. Jonesman out of Cruz, circles around, drives it down the lane, stops there. Cruz in trouble, gets it out to Van Dyke now. Just to the left of the circle on the left side of the lane. Van Dyke looking. Comes to the near side. That's Jonesman with the ball. Here's a pass that's going to be kicked out of bounds. That'll be Dort playing things in. 12 seconds left in the shot clock. 16:07 left. Here in the first half, Hastings College and Dort tied up at 7 points apiece. It'll be Kim Cruz inbounding the ball here for Dort on the near sideline. Cruz looking. Finally, she gets it in here. With the basketball there is going to be Jelsma. Jelsma comes out now to Brookeyes, who's into the ball game. Feeds it back inside. His shot's going to be blocked down. Good job there by Sierra Williamson getting a block inside on Eliza Marsh. A jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders will play things in. underneath their own basket. 8 seconds left in the shot clock as Dort will play things in. That's going to be Van Dyke looking to get it in. She does over here to Cruz on the left side of the lane. Now drives it down to the baseline. Her shot over Van Kirk is going to be no good. Ball is going to be swatted out of bounds, and it's going to go Hastings College way. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Snowy Sioux Center, Iowa today as Hastings College and the Dort Defenders squaring off here in the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center. 7-7 is the score. 15:45 to play here in the first half. Here's Cammie Bruckman with the ball for Hastings out here in three-point territory. Hesitates now, drives the ball. The basket or shot is up there and in. Cammie Bruckman finds a little seam in the defense, takes it to the hole and scores. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Bruckman. She's got 4 points. Hastings goes out on top now by the score of 9-7. Here's a Jonesma with the ball. Jonesma goes over to Boone. Bounce pass goes inside to Cruz. Now driving down the lane is going to be Jonesma. And she draws another personal foul. And Jonesma will go to the free throw line here. Abby Jackson picks up the personal. That's going to be her first. It's been a foul fest so far. Jessica Jonesma now goes to the free throw line here for Dort. She's a 68% foul shooter. She has not scored so far in this ball game, and she still hasn't, as this one is off of the front iron, no good. She is now 11 out of 17 from the free throw line this season. Dort trying to break a three-game losing streak here this afternoon. Hastings on a little mini run themselves. They've won 4 games in a row and 5 out of their last 6. The only loss during that streak was that loss to Morningside up in Sioux City back on November the 23rd. Here's the next shot by Jonesman. It's up there and good. So see, it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 9-8 to score now. Hastings College with a 1-point lead. Broncos now facing some pressure in backcourt. Jackson has got the ball. Abby races it across the 10-second line. Goes over to Bruckman. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma runs it back the other way. Left-handed dribble down the left side of the lane. Now to Abby Chapman, who's into the ball game. Back outside to Cruz. Her shot for 3 is good. Kim Cruz knocking down a 3-pointer from the top of the key. Dort has got the lead now by a score of 11-9. Hastings again facing pressure. Jackson gets the ball to Bruckman. She drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Abby Chapman now for Dort. So the pace quickening here in this ball game. Here's Newman with the ball. Now to Cruz for 3. Her shot is up there. That one misses. And the rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Gammy comes to the near sideline. Abby Jackson has got it. Jackson loses control. First turnover on Hastings. Ball is picked up here by Jessica Jelsma. Left-handed dribble back in the offensive scoring zone for the defenders. Goes up to Abby Chapman. High right side now for Dort. Comes out between the circles. With the basketball out there is going to be Newman. Brings it back to Chapman. Feeds the ball inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Holst, but she picks it back up. Gets the ball now to Jelsma. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Ball was tipped away. Jelsma picks it up and scores there for Dort. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings College. It'll go on Alex Edwards, who just checked in there. Edwards picks up her first. Here comes Chanel Farmer in the ball game now as Bruckman will come to the bench. 13-9 is the score now. It is Dort out on top. Going to the free throw line will be Jessica Jelsma for the Dort defenders. Jelsma will toe the marker. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and now Dort has their biggest lead of the ball game at 14-9 with 14-14 to play here in the first half. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets it across the midcourt stripe here. Van Kirk has got it, pulls up at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Edwards, and Dort will play things in. Now a personal foul is called. Alex Edwards is hit with a personal foul there for Hastings. That's her second. Now Carrie Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. 14:03 to play here in the first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. The score, it is Dort 14, Hastings College 9.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center here in Sioux Center this afternoon. 14-9 is the score. The defenders right now in a 7-0 run over Hastings College. And now the Broncos will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Jessica Jelsma has got the ball here for Dort. Races back the other way. Left-handed dribble back into the forecourt here. Jelsma comes outside the ring to Abby Chapman. Chapman high right side, feeds it down low. That's Morris for the ball. Wheels in the lane. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Elize Morris hitting her second field goal of the ball game. It's now 16-9. A 9-0 run now by the Dort defenders. Hastings with the ball back into the forecourt here. They go inside to Sierra Williamson. She puts it up there. The shot is up and in. Sierra Williamson scores there for Hastings College. That's her first field goal. That breaks the run there by Dort. 16-11. Hastings trailing by 5 points here in the first half. 13 and a half minutes to play. That's Kim Cruz with the ball. She takes it down low to Marsh, and she is tied up in the play by Sierra Williamson as she goes up for the shot. Elize Marsh is tied up. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Nice play there by Sierra Williamson. In and out for Hastings College for Laurel Zwinger. He's got a couple of personal fouls early in this ball game. Here comes Robin Blunt into the ball game now for Dort. The defender's very deep. Blunt is 5'9", a sophomore out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Also into the ball game for Hastings will be Autumn Zeenan as she comes in there handling the ball. Now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson hands it back to Zeenan down here in three-point territory, and she'll set things up for Hastings College. Man-to-man defense here for the Dort defenders. Hastings down by 5 points early. 16-11 is the score. Here's Williamson in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Sierra Williamson getting her second field goal of the ball game. The bucket will count, and the personal foul is whistled on Elize Marsh. That's going to be her first team foul, number two, on the Dort defenders. But going to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson is 61% foul shooter in the season, 16 out of 26. And the free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is out of bounds, and it'll be Dort defenders basketball. 12:55 to play here in the first half this afternoon in women's college basketball, 16-13. Dort has got a three-point lead. These two teams splitting their two ball games last year. Abby Chapman drives it to the hole for Dort. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and another personal foul is going to be called. Another foul. This one will go on Chanel Farmer of Hastings College. That's going to be her first team foul, number seven of the Broncos. And now Dort is in the bonus situation here at the 12:48 mark of the first half. This is Chapman going to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abby Chapman is 70% foul shooter in the season. She is 7 out of 10 coming into the basketball game this afternoon. She's a 5'9" sophomore out of Arvada, Colorado. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. And Dort has got an 18-13 lead over Hastings College. Adam Zeenan running back the other way. On the dribble, her pass is going to be intercepted. Second turnover on Hastings. The defenders come back with the ball. Here's a Van Dyke. Van Dyke now to Jessica Jelsma. Over to Chapman. Long range three is put up there. Rims off, no good. Peterson with a rebound for Hastings College. Frankie dribbles to the near sideline. And now brings it back to the center of the floor with a right-handed dribble. Gets it into the hands of Chanel Farmer. Over to Van Kirk. High left side, Van Kirk around the screen. Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dort. Jessica Jelsma with a rebound down the near sideline to Abby Chapman. Chapman, high right side, comes out in three-point territory to Jelsma. Swings it to Van Dyke down in the baseline. That's Blunt with the ball. Blunt comes over to Chapman. Her pass is deflected, but it's picked up by Jelsma. Right at the elbow, left side of the lane, there's Robin Blunt with the ball. Blunt out here in three-point territory across the top to Jelsma. Feeds it inside to Marsh. She goes to the hole, and her shot's going to be blocked down again by Sierra Williamson. That's the third block of the ball game by Sierra Williamson. And it'll be Dort playing it in underneath their own basket with 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Dort gets it in. That's Van Dyke with the ball. Down to Jelsma. Jelsma gets it in the hands of Chapman. She tries to drive it. It is loose, and now we got a shot clock violation. Shot clock violation called in the Dort defenders. Good defense there by Hastings College. Second turnover on Dort here in the ball game. Boone comes back into the ball game now. And Caleb Brookeyes comes into the contest now for Dort. She was a volleyball player for the Dort defenders, and she's just now getting into the flow of things basketball-wise. She has played in one game so far. This will be her second appearance of the season. She's been tough on the Broncos the past couple of years. Brookeyes into the ball game now for Dort. Hastings with the ball. There's Van Kirk with it now to Zeenan across the top. Autumn trying to penetrate. Rainbow pass comes to the near side again. That's going to be Van Kirk, and it's going to be lost out of her hands. Van Kirk over here on the near sideline being attacked by Kara Van Dyke and lost the ball out of bounds. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 18-13, Dort with a 5-point lead. 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Jasmine Johaus has got the ball. Now to Brookeye. She drives it all the way down the lane. Her shot is up there, and she banks one home. Kayla Brookeye scores. That's her first field goal of the season as she gets one here in her second appearance. 20-13. The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. Autumn Zenon with the ball. Zenon, her pass on the right side is going to be knocked out of bounds. Knocked down a bounce here, getting over there for the defenders. Was Kara Van Dyke knocking the ball into the Dort bench. Hastings will play things in with 10:52 to play here in the first half. The Broncos are down by 7 points early. There's Hastings with the ball. That's going to be Van Kirk. Gets it to Adam Zeman. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Chanel Farmer has got it. Drives it down the lane. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover on Hastings College. Brookeyes comes back with the ball now for the Dort defenders. There's Shellhouse down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short, no good by Boone. Ball is lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Van Dyke out of bounds. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game now for Hastings College. Cammy Breckman's going to come back in. Looks like Williamson and also Van Kirk will come to the bench. 10:27 to play here in the first half. The Dort defenders out on top of Hastings by a score of 20-13. Dort using a 9-0 run here in the first half to give him some breathing room. Adam Zenon with the ball now for Hastings. Gets it into the offensive zone. Comes over to Chanel Farmer. High right side. Out to Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Now a foul is going to be called. They got it inside to Zwiener. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke picks up her first personal foul. That's only the third team foul in the defenders. Michael Holst coming into the ball game now for the Dort defenders. She's another tall girl coming out here, 6'3" and a sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan. Into the ball game now for the defenders. Approaching the halfway part here in the first half. Here's Wiener in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Wiener gets the rebound. Final shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Holst. Michael Holst dribbles once here in backcourt and a traveling violation. He got the rebound, dribbled once, and then she's hit with a traveling violation. That's the first turnover on Dort here in the ballgame. Hastings College will play things in. Underneath their own basket here at the 9:59 mark, 20-13. The defenders have the lead. Adam Zenon will play things in out to Bruckman, top of the key. Drives it toward the hole. Her off-balance shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Cammy Bruckman throws up a shot and goes straight through the hole, and now she'll go to the free throw line. She was fouled in the play here. And the foul is going to go on Van Dyke. That's going to be her second. So to the free throw line will be Cammy Bruckman, the Silver Lake product. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points already in the ball game here this afternoon. A 74% foul shooter. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot good. 3-point play by Bruckman. Hastings back to within 4 points. 20-16 is the score. 9:54 to play here in the first half. Shellhouse has got the ball. Jasmine Shellhouse comes out to Brookeyes out here in 3-point territory. Now to Boone. To Van Dyke, top of the key. Throws it over here on the wing to Brookeyes. Feeds it inside to Holst. Wheels, spins, her shot in the lane. No good over Zwiener. And the offensive rebound comes down here to Brookeyes. Keeps it alive for Dort. Back out to Boone. Now to Brookeyes, right wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Van Dyke. Throws it down in the corner to Boone. Now to Brookeyes, driving to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Kayla Brookeyes, her second driving shot down the lane there. That's 4 points now for Kayla Brookeyes. Dort is out to a 6-point lead, 22-16 in the ballgame. Adam Zenon with the ball for Hastings College, circling around, takes it down on the baseline. Contact made down there, and a foul is going to be called on Dort as Adam Zenon goes tumbling out of bounds. The foul is going to go on Michael Holst. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the defenders. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 22-16, Dort with the lead. Adam Zenon with inbound. They get it to Chanel Farmer down in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Zwiener with the ball. With her back to the basket. Now to Breckman. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Hastings getting to the front edge of the basket and scoring here. Cammy Breckman now with 9 points in the ball game, and Hastings back to within 4. 22-18 is the score. Here's Brookeyes with the ball now for Dort. Goes to Van Dyke. She loses control. Picks it back up. Van Dyke down in the baseline. Yeah, she is picked up by Frankie Peterson back outside to Shellhouse. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson gets it away to Bruckman. Bruckman down the left sideline, down in the corner. Here's Farmer for 3. Shot good. Chanel Farmer bangs one home from deep in the left corner, a 3-pointer, and the Broncos are back to within 1, 22-21. Timeout, Dort. Chanel Farmer hitting a big, big 3-pointer from deep in the left corner,
straight through the hole with nothing but net. Hastings back to within 1 point. 8 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux Center. We've got a timeout with a score of Dort 22, Hastings 21.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
KHAS.
Mike Will back in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings back to within one, 22-21 with 8:27 to play in the first half. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Earlier today down in Lincoln, the Nebraska women's basketball team, they took care of the Creighton Blue Jays, winning by a score of 63-38. At Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Huskers now 8-2 in the season. The Nebraska men will tip off at 3 o'clock this afternoon against Arkansas State. Nebraska volleyball will play tonight in the fourth round of the NCAA tournament. They'll take on the Texas Longhorns, 8 o'clock starting time, 7:30 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Dort has got the ball coming out of the timeout. There's a turnover on the defenders. Losing the ball was Jelsma. Hastings comes back the other way. Farmer goes to Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Dort defenders. With a rebound is Holst, running back the other way to Jelsma. Jelsma gets it to Newman, who's back into the ball game. Now to Brookeyes. Brookeyes out here in the three-point territory to Boone. Boone dribbles it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Lobs it down low, grabbing the ball as Holster shot is up there and in. Michael Holst scoring her first field goal of the ball game. 24-21, Dort now with a three-point lead. Abby Jackson back into the ball game, brings the ball down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. Now comes to Bruckman on the wing on the right side, fakes the shot, dribbles inside, contact made, shot no good, foul called. A foul is going to go here on the defenders. That's going to send Cammie Bruckman to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Michael Holst. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 6 on Dort. It's going to be Cammie Breckman going to the free throw line. She's got 9 points already in the ball game here for Hastings College. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Dances off of the right side of the iron there. Cammie Breckman will get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Here comes Kim Cruz back into the ball game now for Dort at the 7:38 mark of the first half. Cammie Breckman will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot rims off. She misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Holst. So the score remains at 24-21. Here come the defenders racing back the other way. Jelsma comes over here on the left side to Cruz. Back out to Jelsma at the top of the key. On the dribble now, brings it to the left side. Moves it down in the corner. That's Brookeyes with the ball. She hops in the lane. She's knocked down. No foul called. That ball is picked up here by Farmer. A turnover on the Dort defenders. Farmer now to Jackson. Gets it on the baseline. Driving is going to be Williamson. Her shot is going to be out there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Michael Holst. Holst gets it away. Here come the defenders down the right sideline. Jelsma, the shell house, down in the corner now. That's Kim Cruz with the ball. Inside to get it to Holst. She wheels in the lane, puts up a shot over Williamson. No good, and Sierra is going to be hit with a personal foul. First foul on Sierra Williamson. This can be team foul number 8 on Hastings College. And going to the free throw line will be Michael Holst for the Dort defenders. She's an 84% foul shooter on the season. She's 6'3" and a sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan. She throws up the first one. It's going to be no good. Holst will get one more. It's 24-21. Hastings out on top. Second one is going to be good. 25-21 is the score now as Michael Holst hits 1 out of 2 free throws. Williamson checks out. Here comes the Zwiener back into the ball game. Frankie Peterson has got the ball. Now the Farmer into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson, 2-on-2 break as they get it to Zwiener. Shot's up there, no good, but she's fouling the play. That one rattles out of there, but Zwiener will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Hastings breaks the pressure, but we got a foul called back here on Jessica Jelsma. First foul on Jelsma, team foul number 8 on Dort. Check that, team foul number 7 on Dort. Zwiener to the free throw line now for Hastings College. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. First point of the day for Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener is hitting 83% of her foul shots so far this year. She is now 50 out of 60 from the free throw line. She is number 5 in the conference in free throw percentage. Zwinder's next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she hits a pair of free throws. Hastings back to within 2 points, 25 to 23 is the score. 6 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. Jonesman with the ball, gets it to the free throw line, and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Jonesman. She tried to get the ball away to Cruz. That's going to be turnover number 5 in the ball game for the Dort defenders. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings will be Van Kirk. Coming out is going to be Farmer for Hastings College. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. 25-23. Hastings is down by 2 points, but the Broncos can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Abby Jackson moves it over to Cammie Bruckman. High left side. Bruckman behind the screen. 3-pointer is thrown up there straight through the hole for Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman has now got 12 points in the ballgame, and Hastings reclaims the lead. 26-25 with 6 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Hastings has the lead on a big three-pointer by Cammie Bruckman. Here comes Dort back the other way. Emily Newman has got the ball. Newman now to Kim Cruz out here. Kim Cruz comes to the top of the key to Jelsma. She holds it, drives it down the left side of the lane, spins, can't put up a shot. Jelsma gets the ball away now. That's Boone with the ball. Boone moves it over on the right side, driving down toward the baseline. A shot put up by Newman is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson down the right sideline for Hastings. Pulls up at the top of the arc, sends the ball inside. Zwiener goes for the hole. Her shot is up there and in. First field goal of the ball game for Zwiener. She's now got 4 points. Hastings out to a 28-25 advantage now with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play here in this first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. That's Boone with the ball. Boone gets it here to Eliza Marsh. Marsh gives it away in 3 points there. It's way to Cruz. Cruz back outside to Newman. Newman goes to the top of the key. Now it's going to be Kim Cruz. Down to Jessica Jonesma. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Jonesma throws one up in the lane. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Jessica Jonesma now with 7 points in the ballgame. 28-27. Hastings with a 1-point lead. 5:10 to play here in the first half. There's Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings down the near sideline. Jackson gets to the top of the key. Van Kirk has got it. Now to Bruckman. High left side. Dort is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Bruckman for three. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma on the dribble back the other way. Gets it to Cruz. She loses control of the ball. And it's going to be picked up here by Hastings College. Cammie Bruckman has got it. Bruckman now to Peterson. Gets it to Van Kirk. Traveling violation. Jenny Van Kirk is hit with the extra steps. She's turns the ball away here. That's the 6th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game, and Zwiener will check out. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play women's college basketball for you today here on 1230 KHJS. Got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Dort. Bruckman is going to check out. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Holly Samuelson as he makes her first appearance of the day. Samuelson, a 5'9" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. 28-27. Hastings with a 1-point lead, but Dort's got the ball. Here's Marsh. Her shot is up there and in. Eliza Marsh scores from 15 feet away on the right side of the lane. She's now got 6 points in the contest. And Dort goes back out on top, 29-28. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half as Hastings comes back in their offensive zone. Samuelson comes out between the rings, and a foul is going to be called. Samuelson trying to get into the hands of Van Kirk. And a foul is going to be called here on Kim Cruz of Dort. First foul on Cruz. That's going to be team foul number 8. On the defenders, so Hastings now in the 1-1 situation. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. She is 4th in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 85% of her foul shots. There's the first free throw for Van Kirk. Up there, it's going to be good. She'll get one more. Now we're tied up at 29 points apiece. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. Morton comes up. In and coming out of the ball game will be Peterson. Tied up at 29 here in the first half. Here's the next shot. It's going to be good. So Hastings reclaims the lead on a couple of free throws by Jamie Van Kirk. It is now 30-29 in favor of the Broncos. Here's Dort coming back on their offensive end. Morris goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but she's hacked on the arm there by Sierra Williamson. Sierra picks up her second personal foul. So now both post players have 2 personal fouls. That's Wiener and Williamson. Eliza Marsh to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Frankie Peterson back into the ball game. And Sierra Williamson will come out. So Hastings will go with a shorter lineup with Holly Samuelson and also Frankie Peterson, Chelsea Morton, Van Kirk, and also Jackson in the ball game now with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Eliza Marsh going back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That's going to be good. So she cans a couple of free throws. And Dort has now got a 1 point lead over Hastings in his seesaw battle here today. 31-30 is the score. The defenders have the lead, but Hastings has the ball now down the near sideline. Jackson gets it to Chelsea Morton. Morton's pass to Peterson, grabs the ball. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hammered on the arm. And now Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul is going to whistle on Kara Van Dyke. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Peterson. Frankie puts it up there, and the shot is good. That's her first point of the day. Frankie Peterson is 78% foul shooter in the season. He's now 27 out of 34 from the foul line this year. Next shot is up there, and it's good. So Hastings, again, reclaims the lead at 32-31. Jasmine Shellhouse has got the ball now for Dort. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. There's Brookeyes with the ball now. Brookeyes drives it toward the hole. The ball's going to be poked away. The scramble is on. 2-3 players to the deck in the lane. And we got a jump ball called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders will play things in underneath their own basket, but not before Carey wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. They're in the first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32, Dort 31.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings out on top of the Dort defenders by the score at 32-31. Dort will inbound the ball here from underneath their own basket. They come way outside here. Van Dyke goes back inside to Holster. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Holly Samuelson with a rebound. Gets it away to Abby Jackson. The Broncos come back in their offensive zone. Abby comes over here to Van Kirk for Hastings. Now to Chelsea Morton at the top of the key. Morton moves it over to Jackson. High left side. Jackson dribbles once. Now to Peterson. Top of the key. Drives the ball down the lane. Forces up a shot. No good. We got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Another foul is going to go on Dort here as Frankie Peterson drives the ball to the hole. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jasmine Shellhouse. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 9 on the Dort defenders. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Peterson now 3 out of 3 on free throws. And now Frankie will toe the mark for her second one. Hastings now has a 33-31 lead. Next shot by Peterson is up and in. 34-31. Hastings with a lead here as we approach the 3 minute mark here in the first half. Here's Jasmine Shellhouse with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Van Dyke. Fakes the handoff. Van Dyke spins around. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Her shot is up and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. 34-33. Hastings now leading by 1 point. There's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson goes over on the wing. On the left side to Frankie Peterson. Two-handed pass inside. The ball's going to be deflected away from Chelsea Morton, but it's picked up here by Jackson out in three-point territory. She takes the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound, Morton, and she's fouling the play, and she goes up for the shot. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Shellhouse. That's going to be her third. That was Holly Samuelson who got the shot away down there. So it'll be Samuelson going to the free throw line. Holly has not scored so far in the ball game. Now she has as she knocks down the first free throw. The first of two here for Holly Samuelson. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game. Van Kirk will come out. 2:46 to play here in the first half. It's been a foul fest so far. 35-33 is the score. Next shot by Samuelson is up there and in. Hastings now with a three-point lead again at 36-33. Here come the defenders back with the basketball. Jelsma has got it. Now we got an offensive foul called on Jelsma. She knocks down Abby Jackson. Jelsma gets hit with an offensive push off there. That's the second personal foul on Jessica Jelsma. And Hastings will play things in. Officially a turnover on Dort, their seventh of the first half. So now Broncos have a chance to expand their lead here. 36-33. We're down to 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half from Sioux Center, Iowa, here this afternoon. There's Holly Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over here to Jackson. Abby Jackson penetrates down the lane. Tries to dump it away to Peterson. The ball's knocked out of bounds. Jackson took it all the way to the basket there. Tried to dump it away to the left side to Peterson. The ball was deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Jackson holds the ball. Jackson comes out here in the three-point range. That's Cammie Breckman with it now. Breckman goes over to Morton. She loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. No one really out there defensively. Morton just took her eyes off of it and goes sailing through her fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the first half. 2:18 to play. Hastings with a three-point lead, 36-33. Dort has got the basketball. Brookeyes comes over here to Emily Newman, who's back into the ball game. Newman to the top of the key to Jelsman. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Jackson. That's the 8th turnover on Dort. Abby Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Comes out here to Cammie Breckman in three-point range. Now to Samuelson. Over to Morton, high left side. Chelsea Morton feeds it back out to Jackson. Now to Peterson. 14 on the shot clock. 1:48 left during the first half. Down in the corner. Three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Samuelson. The rebound comes down to Dort. That's Shellhouse with the ball. Shellhouse gets it to Jelsma. They're passed down the near sideline to Boone. Danielle Boone comes out here to Jelsma. Now to Brookeyes. Brookeyes sends it over to the left wing. That's Boone with the ball. Long pass goes inside. It's going to be deflected away. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called here. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. A turnover on Dort. Defenders trying to pound the ball inside. Hastings blocking up the lane there. They forced a turnover on the jump ball, so Hastings now with a three-point lead, 36-33, will come back the other direction. Holly Samuelson will play things in. Here's Abby Jackson with it. Abby brings it across the midcourt stripe here with a right-handed dribble. Abby Jackson goes in the high post. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Peterson gets it to Jackson. A high right side, bounce pass, goes inside. Bruckman has got it. She wheels in the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose in the lane. Morton comes down with it. She lost it. It's going to be picked up here by Dort. Emily Newman comes down with it now for the defenders. Gets the ball ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke now to Cruz. She takes the ball to the hole, loses control of it. It's picked up here by Samuelson. 10 turnovers on Dort. Here's Abby Jackson now for Hastings down the near sideline. Jackson out to Breckman. She drives the ball, stops. Bounce pass comes out to Morton. Morton at the free throw line. Out to Jackson for three. Shot good. Abby Jackson knocks down a long-range three-pointer there for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading 39-33. Driving back the other way. A shot's put up there. No good by Boone. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Samuelson has got the rebound. Holly dribbles out of there. Brings it into the offensive zone. Now with 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Jackson has got the ball. Abby Jackson dribbling out here in three-point territory. Jackson, now with 15 seconds. Abby Jackson out here in three-point range. Jackson moves it behind a screen from Peterson. Ball goes inside. Breckman has got it. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, but now a personal foul called on Cammie Breckman with 5.2 seconds to play. Breckman picks up her first. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. We're going to have some free throws. That's 10 fouls plus on Hastings. Here in this first half of play, the Broncos have a 6-point lead at 39-33. And going to the free throw line is going to be Kim Cruz for the Dort defenders. Cruz, a 83% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 5 out of 6. And this one is straight through the hole. It is good. She'll get one more. 5.2 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings now leading by a score of 39-34 as Kim Cruz will have one more shot here. Looks up there, and the next one is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Morton out to Frankie Peterson. 2 seconds. 1 second. She launches one. Her shot no good. And that's the end of the first half of play here in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. So at halftime, Hastings College has got the lead over the Dort defenders. The score, it is Hastings 39, Dort 34. You're listening to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
All right, at halftime here this afternoon of our women's basketball game, Hastings College with a lead over the Dort Defenders. The score is 39-34. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. We have had a seesaw battle here in this first half of play between Hastings and Dort today. Dort going on a 9-0 run about midway through the first half to grab a 16-9 advantage, but Hastings chipped away. Eventually come back to grab the lead again at 26-25 with 6:22 to play. Hastings then fell behind again here in the ball game before reclaiming the lead back here at 32-31. And the Broncos now have a halftime advantage of 39-34. Plenty of fouls, plenty of free throws in the first half of play here in this contest here today. Cammie Bruckman is leading the way as far as scoring is concerned. Bruckman has got 12 points. Here in the first half, she's knocked down 4 2-point field goals, and she's got a 3-pointer, and she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, 4 points for Jamie Van Kirk on a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the line. Frankie Peterson has got 4 points, all on free throws, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Laurel Zwiener has got 4 points on a field goal. She is 2 for 2 from the line. Sierra Williamson has got 4 points on a couple of field goals. Chanel Farmer has knocked down 3 points on a 3-pointer midway through that first half. And 2 points for Holly Samuelson on a couple of free throws. Like a skip to Abby Jackson. Jackson has got 6 points in the ball game. Abby has got a 2 and a 3, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings connecting on 12 out of 16 free throws in the first half of play, and unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. For the Dort Defenders, are being led so far by Eliza Marish. She has got 8 points. Marish has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jessica Jelsma has got 7 points. She's got a field goal and a 3-point field goal, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Kara Van Dyke has got 7 points. Van Dyke has got a couple of field goals, and she's 3 out of 3 from the charity stripe. The other scores for the Dort Defenders here in the first half, we see that Kim Cruz has got 4 points. She's got a 3-pointer. And she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kayla Brookeyes has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Micah Holst has got 3 points. She's got a field goal. And she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Abby Chapman, she is 2 out of 2 from the line. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. Dort is 11 out of 14 from the free throw line in the first half of play. And officially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. And our halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. They're located at 604 South. 39-34 is our score. Hastings has got the lead over Dort today. Checking the shooting numbers here in the ball game today. Hastings is connecting on 12 out of 31 from the field in the first half for just 38.7%. Dort, 11 out of 23 for 47%. Hastings, 3 out of 8 on three-pointers for 37%. Dort, 1 out of 4 for 25%. Hastings, 12 out of 16 from the free throw line for 75%. Dort is 11 out of 13 for 84%. Dort is running the rebounding war right now. The defenders with 18 rebounds in the first half. They've got 2 on offense and 16 on defense. Hastings has got 16 rebounds. They got 4 on offense and 12 on defense. Dort has got 12 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings College, they have got 6 turnovers. Dort has got no block shots and 3 steals. Hastings with 1 block shot officially and 7 steals. Largest lead of the ball game has been 6. Hastings College had late in the first half with 44 seconds to play. Dort is led by as many as 7. We've been playing between those 2 points, and it's been a seesaw affair so far. Women's college basketball with Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 39-34. Coming up next, Tyson Avronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight, and we'll have the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, 3 things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off with their man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu.
Tyson Avronik with you here in the KHS Sports Studios as we get set for another segment of the Road to Rivalry on the Hastings College Spotlight. We are rejoined by Mike Trader. Talk maybe a little bit, when we talked with you last time, we were talking about kind of your experiences as a player going up through that Hastings College, UNK, Kearney State rivalry. Talk maybe a little bit about some of your experiences coaching the Broncos. You experienced some great players and some great success at the coaching level.
We had specifically against Kearney, I guess the year that stands out as much as anything for me was probably my second year, which would have been 1987-88. And Kearney had a streak of 10 consecutive trips to the national tournament. Mm-hmm. And so I remember vividly, we at that time, there were 8 teams that made the playoffs. Well, we happened to play Kearney in the first round. It's just the way that it worked out that year. And we ended up beating them right at the end and ended their streak of 10 years in a row going to the national tournament. And then we went on to win the district tournament at that time and make our first trip to the nationals in 10 years. So for us, I think that was special for a lot of people at Hastings College. And and then again, the many games that we had over the remaining years have been some of the most memorable games, competitive, really good players. And I know it was always a game that our fans looked forward to a great deal.
One of the more memorable seasons that sticks out is your 1995 season. I believe at the time you achieved a number two ranking in the NAIA, made it all the way to the Elite Eight in the national tournament. Talk about just kind of what came together during that season and the offense that your Broncos had.
Yeah, it was a special team. There's no question about it. We had, I think, the components that you need to have a good team. We obviously had very good athletes. Some of the players on that team, Eric Raskoshek was a 6'9 center for us, was an, I think, a second-team All-American. Brian Cobbs was a 6'3 wing player for us, is Hastings College all-time leading scorer. We had a tremendous point guard with Adrian Duncombe, who transferred in, played for us for 2 years. But Adrian still has the assist record at the national tournament of 18 assists in one game. I think he had, I'm not sure if he still holds the tournament record, but he just was a tremendous player for us, very quick, very athletic. And then we had athletes like Chad Spady, who's I think our fourth all-time leading scorer. So we had really did have a complete team. We had a great deal of depth, and it was a very special team.
As you go back and we're looking at the history of Hastings College of Basketball, and you mentioned Northern State, but there are several other opponents that have been on the Hastings College schedule that are now playing in the NCAA tournament, the field of 65, with in kind of mid-major conferences in Division I, and then a division playing Division II basketball as well. So we've had some pretty impressive opponents in the NAI.
Well, I think the history of Hastings College, and this goes back even before Doc Farrell and certainly myself, but historically, I mean, Hastings has always challenged schools that are bigger. And to really give the kids the opportunity, I think, to play in environments that they've enjoyed. So I know back, I think all the way back maybe even to the 1930s, Hastings played teams like Brigham Young, BYU, and Wyoming, and Utah. And I know Doc Farrell really continued really made it a point of trying to take some really good trips, whether it be to Hawaii or to California and places like that. And we tried to continue the same thing. And usually when you did that, you were playing mostly Division II teams, NC2A Division II teams. So I think the history of Hastings College is that we have played most years teams that are bigger as far as size and level. But many times, if you look at historically, we've had pretty good success against many of those teams.
Mike Trader joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry Series at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. As we look forward and have that game against UNK circled on our calendars, talk maybe a little bit about the atmosphere that you envision on that night.
Well, I just think I can speak for sure to the many of the our former basketball players that I've talked to. We've sent out obviously invitations and details of the weekend, and I know we've gotten such a great response so far. Of we've really never done anything for the Hastings basketball alumni like this ever, and we just thought it was a tremendous time to do this again, combining Doc Farrell's era up to the present. And I know a lot of the former players are really looking forward to it. And it's a chance, I think, for all of us that played for Hastings College to meet and get together again with our teammates, that many that we haven't seen in a long time. So as the same with any reunion. But the other thing that I hope happens, and I know it will, is for many of the players that we've heard about from the 60s, 70s that we know. Again, I've met Eddie Lorenzen one time. And so I'm literally looking forward to seeing somebody that was a great player. And again, those people have the opportunity to meet players, as you mentioned, but from the 95 team or the 88, 89 team and some of the better teams and better athletes that we've had here over the years.
Mike Trader once again joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry series here on the Hastings College Spotlight. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to here on this show is talking with those athletes and hearing some of the stories and some of the history and what's made Hastings College such a special place and such rich tradition in basketball since the 1963-64 team first went to the national tournament for Coach Doc Farrell. Coach Mike Trader, been a pleasure having you on the show, talking a little bit about the history of Hastings College basketball. And once again, we look forward to that game against UNK and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thanks a bunch, and I think it should be a great weekend. And thanks to you and Mike for all that you do for Hastings College.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with Hastings College basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS in the midst of the women's ball game here. We have played 36 seconds in the second half. Emily Newman has hit a couple of baseline jumpers for the Dort defenders, and it's 39-38 now. As we get back, Harry Hofstetter is calling a quick timeout, 36 seconds into the second half. So a couple of quick short jumpers from the left baseline by Emily Newman has got this ball game at a 39-38 clip right now with the Broncos out on top. Hastings with the ball. There's a shot put up there by Jackson. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by the Dort defenders. And now Dort can grab the lead here with a successful field goal. Marish has got the ball. Cross-court pass goes over to Boone. Back outside. Shellhouse for three. Shot no good. Van Dyke chases down the rebound down in the corner. Sends the ball inside to Marish. Her shot is up there over Van Kirk. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline. Here comes Abby Jackson with the ball. 39-38 is the score. Hastings leading by 1 point. Peterson inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away down to Shellhouse. Into the forecourt. Shellhouse gets the ball to Newman. Shot is up there and in. Emily Newman with three field goals right off the bat here in the second half of play. Newman was shut out in the first half. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Dort has got the lead. 40-39 and 6-0 run by Dort here to begin the second half of play. All three field goals from Emily Newman. Hastings with the ball. Here's Peterson, comes out now to Breckman. She drives it down the lane, stops there, surrounded, throws up a shot. It's off of the glass, no good. Rebound, Zwiener, foul shot, no good, but she's fouling the play. It's going to be Zwiener going to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Yasmin Shellhouse. That's going to be three fouls now on Shellhouse. And going to the free throw line is going to be Laurel Zwiener. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Zwiener's free throw is up there and in. Zwiener now perfect on the free throw line. She is 3 out of 3. Here comes Alex Edwards into the ball game now. Peterson will come to the bench. So Alex Edwards into the ball game now for Hastings. We are tied up at 40 points apiece. 18:06 to play in the ball game. Here's the next shot by Zwiner. It's up and in. Oral Zwiner hits another free throw, and Hastings reclaims the lead now. It is 41-40 here in the second half. The Dort defenders come back in their offensive zone. Boone has got the ball high right side. They lob it to the free throw line. There's a shot put up there. It's no good by Van Dyke, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Gabby Brucklin running the ball back the other way. Left-handed dribble comes over here to Edwards. High right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwinner with her back to the basket. Now squares around, puts up a little 10-footer. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke has got the ball here for the Dort defenders. Gets it in the hands of Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma feeds it over here to Marish down here in the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 15 feet away. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Pass goes to the far sideline down to Van Kirk. 10-footer by Van Kirk. In and out. Falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma running back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Jelsma comes across the top to Van Dyke. Now to Jelsma. Picked up there by Jackson as Hastings saves with a man-to-man defense. Jelsma comes over in the right wing on the right side. It's going to be Boone with the ball. Boone gets it to Van Dyke, dribbles it down the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Alex Edwards with the rebound. Outlet pass to the far sideline. That's going to be Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets it to Edwards. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound again is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. There's a shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Bruckman. Out to Edwards. Now to Cammy again down here in the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on the Dort defenders. It's going to go on Jelsman. That's going to be her third foul. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Zwiener comes out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game for Hastings. Broncos have a one-point lead, 41-40. Jackson will play things in. They get it to Edwards. They're on the wing. Now to Bruckman. She fires up a three ball. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jelsma. Jessica Jelsma runs back the other way for the Dort defenders. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Goes to Boone. Now to Jelsma again. High left side. They get the ball there. That's going to be Kim Cruz is into the ball game now. Cruz brings it over to the right side to Boone. On top of the key again to Jelsma. Right sideline. Danielle Boone with the ball. Top of the key. That's going to be Jelsma. 4 seconds on the shot clock. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Edwards with a rebound. Alex Edwards gets it to Jackson. Abby brings it into the forecourt now for Hastings College. We're 4 minutes into the second half. Hastings with a one-point lead over Dort, 41-40. Here's Jackson, gets away, drives into the hole, and shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Michael Holst is into the ball game now. Holst to Jelsma. Jelsma moves to the far sideline. That's Boone with the ball. Down to Cruz. Comes across the top. That's going to be Van Dyke now. Kara Van Dyke picked up there by Edwards. Van Dyke trying to drive it. Can't do it. Now comes out to Cruz. She takes it into the lane. There's a little five-footer. It's up and in. Kim Cruz scores there. Cruz now with 6 points in the ball game, and Dort reclaims the lead here in this seesaw battle. 42-41 is the score. The defenders have the lead. Hastings has the ball. Abby Jackson with it now on. The dribble goes over in the wing. That's Van Kirk for three. In and out. Back in again. Jamie Van Kirk hits the three ball for Hastings. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings goes back out on top now by a score of 44-42. Van Dyke gets it to the top of the key. That's Cruz with the ball picked up by Bruckman. Bounce pass goes inside, and the foul is going to be called. They got it into a Michael Holston leaning in there for Hastings with Sierra Williamson. That's going to be the third foul in Williamson. Farmer comes back in now for Hastings College. Edwards, nope, it's going to be Van Kirk coming to the bench. Here comes Zwiener back in, and Williamson will come to the bench. 5 minutes into the second half, Hastings and Dort. Good ball game here this afternoon, 44-42. They play things in to Holst. Holst out of the top of the key to Marish. She drives the ball against Edwards. Gives it up now to Robin Blunt, who goes to the basket. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket. A scoop shot there by Robin Blunt. And now we are tied up at 44 points apiece here with 14:45 to play in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Alex Edwards, high left side. Bombs it in there. That's Zwiener. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. Off of the front iron. No good. And a foul is called on the rebound. Personal foul is going to go on the rebound here. It's going to go. Looks like it's going to go on Dort. It's going to go on Robin Blunt. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the defenders. End of the ball game now will be Shellhouse. Coming out will be Jelsma. Non-shooting situation for Hastings. They will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 14:34 to play. Hastings 44. Dort 44. Earl Zwiener with the ball. Now to Edwards out here at the top of the key. There's Farmer trying to drive it. She can't do it. Gives it up to Bruckman. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Now to Jackson. She takes off and she's tripped on the play and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Jasmine Shellhouse. That's going to be her fourth foul. So Shellhouse now with four. Team foul number four on the defenders. And now just quickly, it's going to be Jessica Jelsman coming back in. Shellhouse will go out with four fouls. Hastings will play things in. Jackson Down here on the baseline to the right of the basket. They get it in to Farmer down here in the corner. Chanel bounce pass goes inside. Zwiener wheels in and Lander shots will be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Michael Holst getting hit with a personal foul. That's going to be your third. Three fouls on Michael Holst. That's going to be team foul number five on Dort. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zwiener. So we'll have two shots here. Fouled in the active shooting. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line today. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. The two best free throw shooting teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Dort is number one. Hastings number two. Broncos hitting 74% of their foul shots as a team. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings now with a 2-point lead, 46-44. As we approach the 14-minute mark here in the ball game here this afternoon from Sioux Center, Iowa. Here's Jelsma with the ball. Gets it on the high post to Marish with his back to the basket. Marish working against Edwards. Comes out to Robin Blunt. Now right side again to Jelsma. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Jelsma has to get rid of it. Top of the key now to Abby Chapman, who's into the ball game. They fit it inside to Holst. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Zwiener. Recovered here by Holst. Gets it outside to Marish. Her long range three is up there. It's no good. Does not draw iron. And a shot clock violation. Zwiener getting a block inside. Holst stayed after it. They got it outside to Eliza Marsh. He throws up a desperation three that does not draw iron. So a shot clock violation on Dort. Hastings will have the ball back. 46-44. Broncos have a 2-point lead with 13 and a half minutes to play. Here's a Jackson with the ball on the dribble. Moves it to the left side. Comes out to Bruckman. Brings it back to Jackson here on the wing. Takes a three-pointer. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Ball is poked to the corner. It's going to be picked up here by Dort. The defenders have the ball. Abby Chapman down the left sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Works it against Abby Jackson. Chapman gets it outside down to Jelsma. Down in the corner, that's a Marsh with the ball. Now to Robin Blunt. She dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Now throws it out here. A three-pointer thrown up by Abby Chapman. It's going to be no good. The ball is saved. Robin Blunt has got it. Back outside, a three-pointer by Jelsma. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Cammy brings it back here for Hastings College. 46-44, Broncos with a 2-point lead. Cammy Bruckman with the ball on the wing. Holds it, throws it inside. That's going to be Zwiener. Spins one way, then the other. Her shot's no good, and she's fouling the play. And Laurel Zwiener will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Michael Holst picking up the personal foul. They've got her now with three. Team foul number six on the defenders. Zwiener to the free throw line. She's got 8 points so far. Six of those have come from the free throw line today. Her next free throw is up there and in. She'll get one more. Here comes Van Kirk back in. Peterson comes back in. Danielle Boone coming in now for Dort. Also, Kara Van Dyke coming in for the defenders. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 47-44. Broncos looking for their fifth straight win here this afternoon. Dort is looking to break a 3-game losing streak. Next shot is up there. It's a miss by Zwiener. Ball is loose. It comes to the near side and is picked up here by Danielle Boone. And her pass is deflected out of bounds by Peterson. So Dort will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball for you today. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Well, the officials conferring here. Make sure they got the call right as Dort will play things in backcourt. Hastings will attack back here. Van Dyke will get things in to Caleb Brookeyes, who's into the ball game now for Dort. Dribbling with the ball here against Farmer. Farmer steals the ball away. Chanel Farmer drives it to the hole. Shot up in the end. Big turnover there. Chanel Farmer gets the steal and the field goal. Farmer now with 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings has built a 5-point lead. 49-44. Hastings has scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Here comes Dort back into their offensive zone. That's Jessica Jonesman with it now. Comes to the near sideline. Back out on top. Van Dyke for three. Shots up there. No good. Abby Jackson tips the ball. It's picked up here in the lane. A shot by Marsh is no good, and the foul is going to be called. Another foul is going to be called here. We're going to have anybody left on these two teams. Frankie Peterson picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half. Marsh goes to the free throw line. She has got 8 points in the contest so far. Three field goals, 2 of 2 from the line. Make it 3 of 3 from the line as that one goes down through the hole. He's an 81% foul shooter here for Dort. As a team, the defender is hitting 76% from the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It is good. So the defenders again back to within 3 points here at 49-46 with 12 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the basketball game from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings. Jackson dribbling with it out here in 3-point territory. Sends it to the wing on the right side to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk spins at the elbow. The ball nearly tipped away. Now it is. Van Kirk picks it back up, and it hits the shot. Tough one there by Jamie Van Kirk. She scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 6 points, or 5 points it should be, 51-46. Broncos have the lead, and now here's a turnover on Dort. Brick Eyes throws the ball out here to Danielle Boone and threw it over her head. 13 turnovers on Dort in the ball game. Hastings has got 7. Broncos have a 5 point lead now at 51-46. And Hastings has the ball. Jackson bounce pass goes to the right wing. That's Van Kirk around the screen. Van Kirk moves it to the top of the key, picks up the dribble and gets it in the hands of Jackson. Jackson moves it on the right side now. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener, and she's going to be hit from behind by Marsh. Eliza Marsh picks up the personal foul for Dort. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 7. Called on the defenders here in the second half of play. Zwiener back to the free throw line. She'll have a 1-1 here. She is 7 out of 8 from the line so far in the ball game. That one goes straight to the hole. She'll have one more. She'll get the bonus. Hastings now to a 6-point lead at 52-46. The biggest lead of the first half was 6 points by Hastings. Late, just before halftime. Next one is up there and is good. So now Hastings has their biggest lead of the ball game at 53-46. And it occurs with 11:19 to play in the basketball game from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Jessica Jelsma has got it out here in 3-point territory, picked up there by Farmer. Goes inside to Van Dyke, kicks it back out to Brookeyes, left side of the lane. Brookeyes now to Van Dyke in 3-point territory. Marsh has got it, now drives the ball toward the hole. It's going to be blocked down there by Zwiener. And Laurel grabs the ball here for Hastings. Now to Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Jackson comes over here in the left wing. That's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk off balance shot, and the lane is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk hits the field goal. Hastings has now built a 9-point lead, 55-46. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game with 10 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the contest, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55, Dort 46.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, now you can enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. That'll be a great one as number 6 Hastings will take on number 11 Dort in our afternoon capper here today from Sioux Center. Both of those teams are undefeated in conference play, so those two teams will square off beginning at 4 this afternoon here at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center. Here's another steal by Farmer as Dort plays it in. She drives, shoots, and scores. Two big steals and two baskets by Chanel Farmer. Chanel now with 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings with the biggest lead of the contest now at 57-46. Here's another Dort turnover as they lose control of the ball coming back the other way. So Hastings really has a chance to expand their lead right here. Jackson drives it down in the corner to Chanel for three. Shot good. Chanel Farmer bangs home a three-pointer from the deep left corner. That's now 60-46. This has all been on the strength of Chanel Farmer. Here's another steal now by Jackson. She drives it now to Peterson. Frankie's shot is up there and in. Frankie Peterson scores, and now Dort wants to call another timeout as Hastings has opened up a 16-point lead. An amazing run here in the past couple of minutes. Chanel Farmer with a couple of steals, a couple of baskets. She comes back and hits a three. And now Hastings with a 16-point lead, 9 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's Hastings 62, Dort 46.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak,
Replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College on an 11-0 run here in the past 2 minutes or so. It's now a 62-46 ball game. Broncos have built this lead to 16. Here's another steal by Farmer. Farmer, she drives toward the hole. Her shot is up there. This time she misses it. Rebound Peterson. Foul shot good. Frankie Peterson scores on the missed. Driving layup there by Chanel Farmer. Hastings now on a 13-0 run over the Dort defenders. Back the other way. A driving layup is up and in. Kara Van Dyke breaks the pressure, and she finally gets the field goal to go down. But a good run there by Hastings, a 13-0 run. And the Broncos now go out on top by a score of 64-48. 9 minutes and 20 seconds to play. There's Alex Edwards with the ball deep in the right corner, brings it up high. Now bounce pass down in the corner to Farmer, who's had the hot hand. Bounce pass goes inside now. There's Peterson. Her shot is up and in from the baseline. Frankie Peterson scores on the baseline right side. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 66-48. Hastings leading by 18 here in the contest. Here's a Shellhouse with the ball, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Farmer. That's going to be her second. Chanel picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Dort has got 7. Defenders will play things in. The Broncos now have an 18-point lead in women's college basketball. It was just 5 at halftime, but Hastings on a big 13-0 run here in the second half. Driving to the basket, that's going to be Cruz, and her shot is up and in. Kim Cruz takes it right to the hole there for Dort. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. 66-50. Hastings now leading by 16. 8.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's a Frankie Peterson with the ball out here. Peterson comes over in the high right side. That's going to be Chanel Farmer. Now to Jackson. Over on the right wing, that's going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. Sends it inside to Farmer. Shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be finally brought down by Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke gets the ball into the hands of Shellhouse as she runs it back the other way on the dribble to the near sideline. Back outside to Van Dyke to Cruz. A three-pointer from the left side. Good. Kim Cruz buries a three-pointer from the left sideline. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and Dort back to within 13. 66-53, and now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. 8 minutes and 1 second to play here in the basketball game this afternoon from Sioux Center. The score is now Hastings 66, Dort 53.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos using a 13-0 run here in the second half of play thanks to some steals from Chanel Farmer, a three-pointer by Chanel Farmer, a couple of baskets by Frankie Peterson. Hastings was locked in a seesaw battle throughout much of this ball game, but now they have opened up a 13-point lead here, 66-53. Hastings looking for their 11th win of the 2013-2014 season here this afternoon. They will go to 4-2 in the conference with a victory here this afternoon against Dort, but still plenty of time just by the 8-minute mark here as Hastings will now have the basketball on their offensive end. It's Van Kirk with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Turnaround jumper right side of the lane by Laurel Zwiener. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. 68-53. Hastings with the lead. Cruz with the ball. She drives it against Van Kirk underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in. Nice basket there by Kim Cruz. She's now got 13 in the ball game. 68-55. Hastings with the lead with 7.5 to play. Here's Van Kirk with it out here in 3-point territory. Jamie Van Kirk dribbling to the ball, moves it to the Wing on the right side on the dribble. Van Kirk has got it. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Spins, puts up a shot over Holst. It's going to be no good. And Bruckman lost it out of bounds. It'll be Dort playing things in here in backcourt. 7:16 to play here in the women's contest. Hastings out on top by a score of 68-55. Here comes Dort back with the ball. That's a Jasmine Shellhouse picked up by Jackson. Cruz has got it behind the screen. Dumps it off inside to Van Dyke. Her shot is up there and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there. She's now got 11. And the defenders are back within 11 points now. It's 68-57 just by the 7-minute mark here in this one. Peterson goes inside to Zwiener. Again, she wheels, puts up a shot, and scores it. Laurel Zwiener scores. She's now got 15 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here comes Shellhouse with the ball into the offensive zone. A feed over there to Cruz. She loses control of it. She tries to save it from going into the backcourt, but can't do it. An over-and-back violation called there on the Dort. That's going to be turnover number 17. On the defenders here in the ball game, Alex Edwards is into the contest now for Hastings College. Edwards and Jackson, also Van Kirk, Zwiener, and Camby Bruckman. The five out there for head coach Kerry Hofstetter with 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Bruckman on the high left side. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Bruckman sends the ball down low. It's going to be knocked away from Zwiener. The ball is loose. Three players hit the deck. Finally, a ball's going to be picked up here by Edwards. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Now a whistle on the rebound. Ball came rolling out of there. Edwards picks it up. Throws up the shot that would not go, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Van Dyke. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to send Zwiener back to the free throw line. Laurel is now 9 out of 10 from the charity stripe today. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She'll have one more. Zwiener now with 16 points in the ballgame. Here comes Van Kirk out of the contest now, and Chanel Farmer is back in there. 71-57. Hastings with the lead. Next shot by Zwiener is up and in. 72-57. Here's Jasmine Shellhouse with the ball now for Dort. Brings it back into the forecourt. Now to Cruz behind a Van Dyke screen. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Dumps it down to Van Dyke. Her shot is up there. There's no getting. She's fouled on the arm here. And Van Dyke will go to the free throw line for Dort. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Edwards. Alex picks up her third. Van Dyke to the free throw line to shoot two. She is 3 out of 3 from the line so far today. She got 11 points in the ballgame. And her first shot is up there. It's going to be in. 72-57. Hastings with the lead. Kayla Brookeyes comes back into the ballgame now for Dort. Emily Newman checks in. Newman scored the first 6 points of the second half here for Dort. That's their only 6 points he has scored in the ballgame. Here's the second shot. It's going to be up there by Van Dyke. No good. Rebound Zwiener. So it's a 14-point lead here for Hastings. We're just by the 6-minute mark here in the ballgame. Here's Jackson with the ball. Hands it away now to Bruckman. Cammy with it out here to Jackson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Turns around toward the basket. Now spins in the lane. Kicks it out here on the wing on the right side to Edwards. Her shot for three is up and in. Alex Edwards knocks down a three ball from the right side. That's her first field goal of the ballgame. 75-58. Hastings with the lead. Back with the ball is going to be Kim Cruz. Right-handed dribble. Switches hands now. Takes it to the free throw line. Goes over here on the right side to Marsh as she tries to take the ball in the hole, and she's going to be hit on the arm, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Jackson picks up the personal. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. So a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Dort playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brookeyes will get it in. Out to Van Dyke, now to Cruz. Drives it down the lane. Running one-hander is up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. Farmer deflects the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort basketball. Dort will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole here. The 5:22 to play in the ball game. Hastings 75 and Dort 58. Van Dyke will inbound the ball here for Dort. Carroll looking, comes out here in the three-point territory. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good by Boone. Rebound comes down to Marsh. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Elizy Marsh ripping the rebound down there and throws it up there. She battles Abby Jackson. Marsh gets the field goal to go down. Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. So now Marsh goes to the free throw line here for Dort to try to complete a three-point play. 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings with a 15-point lead at 75-60. Mars free throw up there. Good. 3-point play. And the ball game now is going to be Michael Holst for Dort. Coming out is going to be Marsh. Hastings leading by 14, 75-61. Edwards will inbound the ball. Jackson has got it. Now to Edwards again, still in backcourt to Farmer. Now to Cammie Breckman. They break the press. Breckman bounce pass down to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. That one just rolls off of the front iron. And Zwiener back to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Dyke. That's going to be her fourth. So going to the line for Hastings will be Zwiener. She is 11 out of 12 from the free throw line today. Her next one is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Laurel Zwiener, fifth in the conference this week in free throw percentage, knocking down 83% of her foul shots. There's the next shot by Zwiener. It's in the air. It is good. Laurel Zwiener has now got 19 points in the ball game. She's got 15 of those in the second half of play. 77-61. Hastings now leading by 16 points. And now Dort loses the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Emily Newman lost it into the student body section over there. Turnover number 18 on the defenders. So Hastings will play things in. We're just by the five-minute mark. Breckman gets the ball to Farmer. Farmer hesitates, now drives it, shoots it, then scores it. So now Farmer scores for Hastings. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame. 79-61. Hastings has opened up an 18-point lead after leading by just five at halftime. Here's another steal by Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. Chanel Farmer cannot miss here in the second half. Farmer now at 14 in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul goes on Kim Cruz. Farmer has now got a season-high 14 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So now it's a 58% foul shooter in the season. 81-61. Hastings now with a 20-point lead over Dort. And Farmer, the former St. Cecilia Hawkett, throws it up there, and the shot is good. Good performance today by Chanel Farmer. 82-61. Hastings down by 21. Jelsma with the ball. She finds a seam and drives into the hole, and she's going to be fouled into play. And Jelsma will go to the free throw line now. Personal foul goes on Farmer. That's going to be your third. So going to the free throw line will be Jessica Jelsma. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more. Jelsma now with 8 in the contest. Averages 4.7 on the season. So Jelsma over her season average. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And now Dort wants to call a timeout. The defenders want to call a timeout here with 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. In the ball game, it's now Hastings 82 and Dort 63.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Willow back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium and Recreation Center in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings out to an 82-63 lead here at the women's ball game. Hastings will have a non-conference game this week. They'll be playing at St. Thomas in Omaha. St. Thomas is a nationally ranked team. That will be on Tuesday night. And the Broncos will close out the pre-Christmas schedule with a conference game next Saturday at home against Mount Marty. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader next Saturday. Then they'll take a few days off for Christmas before they get back at it right at the end of the year with a game against another nationally ranked opponent in Southwestern at Kansas. 82-63 is the score. The Broncos have a 21-point lead. It's been a good second half here for Hastings. Chanel Farmer has got it down the near sideline for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble gets it into the hands now of Alex Edwards. Edwards out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Jackson, who sets up the offense there. Here's Farmer on the high right side. Goes down here to Zwiener. Now inside, that's Breckman with the ball. Puts it up off of the glass. There's shot, no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot, good. Zwiener now with 16. Check that, 21 in the ball game now for Zwiener. That's a new season high for her. So both Farmer and Zwiener over there season high totals here. There's a shot by Marsh off of the baseline. In and out, no good. Gets her own rebound. Her shot, no good. Ball is loose again. Van Dyke has got it. She loses control of the ball. Three players to the deck, and now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Hastings will play things in. Here in backcourt, we're down to 3:53 to play in the contest. The men's game is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson, left-handed dribble into the offensive zone here for Hastings. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Zwiener with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Zwiener gets to the Farmer, comes across the top to Jackson. Jackson holds it, now dribbles it, trying to get loose here from Jelsma. Jackson looking, finally gets it to Zwiener. 5 seconds on the shot clock. They go inside, the ball knocked away from Bruckman. The battle for it, and we got a jump ball called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dort, so it'll be a Hastings turnover. Again, with just 8 turnovers here in the ball game so far. 84-63. Hastings out by 21 points here in the ball game. Jelsma has got it. He dribbles behind her back to bring it up here against Jackson. There's a feed over to Boone. Boone moves it down in the corner to Van Dyke. Now to Marsh. Baseline jumper over Zwiener is good. A little short jumper from the left baseline. Elizzy Marsh now with 15 points in the ball game. It's a 19-point lead. A long pass down the floor to Bruckman. Nice feed to Zwiener, and she blows the layup. Rebound is loose. Zwiener grabs it again, goes back up, shoots and scores. Laurel Zwiener now with 23 points in the ball game for Hastings. 86-65. The Broncos have the lead. Jelsma has got the ball. Jelsma goes over to Brookeyes. Now at the Van Dyke, top of the key. Bounce pass inside the free throw circle of Jelsma. Tries to take it down the lane. The ball is going to be taken away. A turnover. That's going to be turnover number 19 on Dort. Zwiener gets the ball now into the hands of Abby Jackson. Now to Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Bruckman. Forces up a shot. It's going to be taken away. Taken away by Marsh. Marsh gets it to Jelsma now. She brings it back 3-on-3. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer. 20 turnovers now on Dort. Farmer takes it down to Bruckman. She drives, puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Two, three players to the deck again, and finally a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow this time is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will have it. Autumn Zeenan coming into the ball game now for Hastings. Holly Samuelson checking in. And also Sierra Williamson coming in. Here comes Chelsea Morton into the ball game now for Hastings College. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top by 21 points. 86-65 as Autumn Zeenan will inbound the ball here. Out to Jackson. Jackson takes it down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Dyke. Here Van Dyke with the ball. Brings it up on the dribble now. Gets the ball ahead. This is going to be a Shellhouse. Jasmine Shellhouse. Moves it down in the corner to Abby Chapman. Brings it up high on the block. Back down in the corner. That's going to be Morris with the ball. Back inside to Van Dyke. And her shot is up and in. Kara Van Dyke gets the field goal. Morris gets the assist. 86-67. The Broncos have the lead here in women's college basketball. Chelsea Morton has got it. Morton out of Jackson out here in three-point territory. To Autumn Zeenan. Left side. Autumn Zeenan puts it on the floor. Dribbles underneath the basket here. Out of Jackson, deep in the right corner. She jacks up a three. Her shot no good. Abby gets her own rebound. Jackson comes across the top. Now to Samuelson. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down here to Van Dyke. 90 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with a lead. Long-range jumper by Chapman for three. That shot in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the defenders. So Hastings going to go to 11-2 after this one today. Broncos will go to 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Get ready for St. Mary's College coming up on Tuesday night in Omaha. St. Mary's, a nationally ranked team. There's a long pass into the lane. A shot's going to be up there by Micah Holst. It's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Williamson. Williamson gets it away to Autumn Zeenan. Hesitates at the top of the key. Sends it over here on the left side. That's going to be Chelsea Morton. Takes the ball into the paint. Bounce pass out here to Edwards. Edwards now to Williamson. Back out to Zeenan. Under a minute to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 19 points. Samuelson has got the ball. Sends it inside. Williamson has got it. Takes it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is tipped out. Zeenan has got it. Her shot in the lane is up and in. Autumn Zeenan scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal. 88-67. Broncos blowing the defenders out of here today. Hastings has won 17 out of 21 meetings we've had in the all-time series. They're about ready to pick up their 18th one here this afternoon. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Robin Blunt. And the rebound comes down to the Broncos. That's Holly Samuelson with the ball. 25 seconds to go here in the ball game. Samuelson out here to Autumn Zenon. She just dribbles the ball out here near the 10-second line. Picked up defensively by Shellhouse. Hastings sends it over in the right sideline. Morton with the ball. Now to Samuelson. Autumn Zenon on the wing on the left side. Sends it inside to Williamson. Williamson holding the ball. Now to Autumn Zenon. Throws up a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Abby Chapman. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's Robin Blunt. She's going to fire up a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And Hastings wins the basketball game here this afternoon. It was a tight game in the first half of play. In fact, all the way for the first couple of minutes of the second half. But Hastings using a 13-0 run about midway through the second half to go out on top 64-46. And Hastings cruises to the win here this afternoon over the Dort defenders. The final score, Hastings 88 and Dort 67. So the Broncos will improve to 11 wins and 2 losses on the season. Hastings now 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort will drop to 6-6. They are now 2-5 in conference play. Again, Hastings wins it here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Final score, Hastings 88 and Dort 67. Back with a recap after this.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Four lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com. Or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a win here this afternoon over the Dort defenders. Final score of 88-67. And the Broncos using that 13-0 run in the second half of play. And they cruise to the victory here this afternoon. Season high performances today by Laurel Zwiener and Chanel Farmer. Zwiener ends up scoring 23 points in the basketball game here this afternoon. She had 5 field goals, and Zwiener was 13 out of 19 from the free throw line. Actually, 13 out of 14 from the free throw line. So Zwiener ends up with 23 points. Chanel Farmer, she had 15 points in the ball game today. Chanel knocking down a couple of three-pointers, scores to 15 points, and came up with a game-high 6 steals in the basketball game. So Laurel Zwiener had 23 points for Hastings. Chanel Farmer had 15. The other scorers for Hastings, Cammie Breckman ends up with 12 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 11. Frankie Peterson had 10. So 4 players in double figures today for Hastings. The other scorers, Autumn Zenon got a late field goal for the Broncos. Abby Jackson, she had 6 points all in the first half. Holly Samuelson, she ended up with 2. Alex Edwards, she had 3, and Sierra Williamson had 4 points in the ball game today for Hastings. The Dort defenders, they were led by Eliza Marish. She ends up with 15 points in the ball game. She had 5 field goals, and she was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Dort, you had Kara Van Dyke scoring 5 field goals, and she was 4 out of 5 from the line. She had 14 points, and Kim Cruz, she ends up with 13 points, so 3 players in double figures today for Dort. The other scores for the defenders, Abby Chapman, she had 2 points. Emily Newman, she had 6. Jessica Jelsma, she had 9. Robin Blunt had 2. Michael Holst had 3. And Kayla Brookeyes, she had 4 points in the ball game here today. Again, Hastings College wins it in women's college basketball by a score of 88-67. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in this contest right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Dort. Final score of 88-67. Check the final shooting numbers in the ball game here today. Hastings ended up shooting 40% for the ball game. They were 29 out of 72 for 40.3%. Dort was 24 out of 54 for 44% today. The Broncos were 6 out of 17 on three-pointers for 35%. Dort hit only 2 out of 11 from the three-point range for 18%. The Broncos hit 24 out of 29 free throws today for 82%. Dort was 17 out of 20 for 85%. The rebounds, Dort out-rebounds the Broncos 42-36. Dort had 11 rebounds on offense and 31 on defense. Hastings had 14 offensive rebounds with 22 on defense. Dort was forced into 25 turnovers in the ball game today. Hastings College had only 7. One block shot for Dort. They had 4 steals. Hastings had 3 block shots and 16 steals in this ball game today, led by Chanel Farmer's 6 steals. As far as their rebounds were concerned today, Cammy Breckman, she had 12 points and 5 rebounds. Abby Jackson, 6 points and 5 rebounds. Jamie Van Kirk had 11 points and no rebounds today. Frankie Peterson, she comes up with 10 points and 3 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener just misses a double-double. She had 23 points and 8 rebounds. Autumn Zenon had 2 points and 1 rebound. Chanel Farmer, 15 points and no rebounds, but she had those 6 steals. Chelsea Morton with no points and 1 rebound today. Holly Samuelson had 4 rebounds and a couple of points. Alex Edwards had 3 points and 2 rebounds. And Sierra Williamson, she had 4 points and 1 rebound. Hastings College wins it today over the Dort defenders by the score of 88-67 as the Broncos improve to 11 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are now 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Kerry Hofstetter is going to join us in between games. And, Coach, it took you a while to get going. But I'll tell you what, the second half looked pretty good defensively.
Yeah, Chanel Farmer stepped up and made some huge plays in the second half. She was kind of a one-man press. I mean, we did call a timeout and decide we were going to press a little bit. But she was phenomenal. She had 6 steals in 18 minutes, 15 points in 18 minutes. So she made some great plays down the stretch and she really opened up that lead for us.
Yeah, you had a 13-0 run in the second half of play. That was right during that time when Chanel had a couple of steals, had a couple of baskets. I think she had a three-pointer thrown in there. So once you guys got going, your defense kind of created the offense today.
Absolutely. You know, and that's really nice for us, you know, to be able to rely on our defense and our rebounding to stretch out games like that, that you don't have to just hit big shot after big shot to be able to stay in games or to make a run. So that was great for us. You know, defensively, first half, I thought we were a little bit just sluggish. We had a weak to prepare, which was great, but I think we were maybe a little bit sluggish since we didn't play on Wednesday, but kind of got out of us in the first half. In second half, we were much better.
Was it just your defensive pressure in the second half? You absolutely shut them down in the second half.
Yeah, and we made a couple of adjustments with what we were running offensively. They switched everything, which is something that they hadn't been doing, and we didn't necessarily plan on them doing. So we set some things up a little bit differently to get some mismatches. So. And Laurel was drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line, which she's a great free throw shooter, so that helped too. But the defense and the pressure in the second half was huge.
Yeah, 23 points for Zwiener. That's a brand new season high for her. Chanel Farmer, a season high with 15 points. So those two players rose to the occasion. You kind of had a foul trouble there in the first half of play. Had some other kids in there. You went short for a long time.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. We had three of our bigs out. And we ran an offense that we've never actually ran before, just because we didn't have a big we could play without because we had such foul trouble. But you know, the nice thing about having different kids step up every night is somebody can have a bad night and we can still, you know, win a game. So some nights, you know, Jamie's been hot and Cammie's been hot. But today, you know, Laurel was able to get to the free throw line and you know, Chanel had a big day.
You found a way to win. You shoot only 40% of the ball game today, but you find other ways to win. And today it was the defense that really propelled you to the win.
Yeah, you know, we thought we were going to be able to really rebound on them, especially offensively, and they boxed out much better. And so that made me a little bit nervous in the first half because we weren't getting any second chances. So I think, too, we got a little bit better at figuring out where we could get some good quality shots rather than taking bad ones. I thought we were a little bit impatient in the first half.
Only 7 turnovers for you guys today, too. They had 25 on their end. You had only 7 turnovers, and I know that's good to see.
Yeah, we've really been stressing that they're kind of a gap defense team, so anytime we try to penetrate, they're going to bring help early, and so we worked a lot on that this week, and our Catholic kids did a really good job of taking care of the ball and moving into windows and making sure they made themselves available rather than making their teammates throw it through defenders.
So you go to 4-2 now in the conference. You step away from the conference now for a non-conference game on Tuesday night. It's really not a slough game either. You got a tough team you're going to be facing on Tuesday, a team out of Omaha. Talk about that.
Yeah, College of St. Mary's, they're really good. They have a transfer kid from the University of Florida that's a big post player, and they've got several guards who can really, really shoot it. They are a great, great offensive team. I watched them play last night. It's definitely going to be a challenge. They're rated, you know, in the top 15 in the country. I think they're number 12. So it'll be a challenge, and it should be a fun one. And no breaks away from the GPAC.
Yeah, you've got a couple of ranked teams coming up, some non-conference games right after the Christmas. I think you get the Southwestern of Kansas are also ranked in the nation's top 20 at least. So you're going to step away from the conference a little bit, but like you said, no sloughs here with a couple of ranked teams you're going to see.
Yeah, you know, you can play slough teams, or you can kind of gauge yourself and see where you're at in the national, you know, rankings and level if you play quality opponents. So we've played several teams in the KCAC that were already receiving votes. Southwestern happens to be the best team in the KCAC. So within the next 3 games, we'll play 2 ranked teams that aren't in the GPAC, and it'll be a great indicator for our kids of where we're at, you know, on the national scale and what we need to do to keep getting better.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, Hastings College, again winning by the score of 88-67 over the Dort defenders here this afternoon as we continue to sneak up on the tip-off of the men's game here this afternoon. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and chat with Bill Gabers, the head coach for the Hastings College men's basketball team, as our Bronco basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHAS.